Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And listen, everyone, I know times have been rough, like we got an atom bomb dropped on us over the past 3 weeks. Things have changed with this whole coronavirus. And I did a live stream on YouTube talking about small business versus the coronavirus. And I just open up through my 13 years of experience of really how to lead through the chaos throughout this and different strategies to take. And I personally share with you what I'm doing with my company, Dreamshine, in a different way than anyone else is doing it in the entire state right now. And just sharing what to do, what not to do, and just the real talk, the motivation, but truly the facts. So I'm just going to let the live stream play, everyone. Here we go. And remember, I keep telling my team, we're using the hashtag, we got this. So do you, Elevating Beyond family.
I think I'm streaming on YouTube.
We got this.
But I've been a business owner, entrepreneur for 13 years plus, like started in 2007. And, you know, the coronavirus, like, this is like an atom bomb has been dropped on businesses. And I take the coronavirus serious, but I take everything serious. And what I am talking about and talking to all of you through having my podcast, Elevating Beyond, and so many of you that have been writing in to me during this time, I'm in the trenches running my company, Dreamshine, right now, which we serve between 40 and 50 individuals with special needs, with developmental disabilities. And also, I have over 16 people on my team. That's W-2 team members, as well as at least 6 people that I have subcontracted. So close to 25 team members throughout all this, not to mention all the other companies we do business with. And there's just so much going on. And what I really want to try to help everyone with is one thing that I can tell you is so important during these times, like no matter what. As the leader, you need to over-freaking-communicate. You need to over-communicate with your team, with your clients, over-communicate, even especially with your team, even when you don't know exactly what's going on, that's okay. You continue to over-communicate with them and don't just leave everyone in the dark as to what you're continuing to work on. And I've had some good friends I know that have had to be making these tough decisions, you know, laying people off in the short term and going a day at a time, an hour at a time. But on the other end of it, I've seen some people doing the worst thing, which is, this is something that we don't do, like never make decisions. I need to make sure I have this on, based on fear. And what I mean by that is, like, that's one of our core values, is everyone is feeling fear during all this. That's normal. but don't like gather the as much facts as you can. And we know there's a lot of unknowns, but then continue to make decisions based on a sound mind. If you're panicking and just already at the thinking the worst case scenario, everything's going to shut down, the whole world's going to end, and you're immediately making these decisions off of that, that never ends well. Like, I'm continually adapting and strategizing with my company Dreamshine, for example. We're faced with our day habilitation, day services program. We have our main center here, we do our transportation, and we have it set up where we have all of our individuals that come here, and then throughout this, they need our services, but also with the stay home and the new rules that have come into place, you can't have more than 10 people in a building. So I immediately had to start thinking, okay, how do I re-strategize? Because a lot of our individuals we serve in their group homes they live in, with their families, in the homes, they're already short-staffed throughout all this, and they have very high needs. And so I'm thinking, how do we meet their health and safety? How do I make sure we're not bringing large groups together? How am I serving my team best? How am I not laying people off and doing everything I can? How am I taking care of myself and my family? This has been crazy, everyone, I'm telling you. But you can't allow fear to be the driving factor of those decisions. And what you have to keep doing, like, this is where you need to step up and keep getting your team and yourself to be constantly problem solving, constantly strategizing. Don't get in this stupid limited mindset that everything is only A or B. I had to talk to, I'm in a group with our the head of the Medicaid department, who's directly with the governor here, and I was the only one that was speaking out when they were saying, well, we're just shutting down, we're gonna lay everyone off, and a lot of these are, you know, this word essential, but we're in the health community serving human beings with developmental disabilities. And I'm telling them too, don't just make a decision based on fear. Like, weigh the facts out and don't just make it an A or B. It's not just, for a lot of them, only shut down or only do this. There's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way through Z. Keep getting the facts and re-strategizing day in and day out. And for us, what I did is I had to step back and I decided, okay, we're going to not do services here for a little while, for a short time, as we immediately start looking into the whole picture of this. And I'm realizing now this is looking more like 4 to 6 weeks, and all of our individuals that need our services and my team members and our company, we need to keep going. All of it matters. All and the health and safety of the community, of the world, it all matters. All of it. It's not just one singular thing. And so I immediately am getting these modular units set up here. So we're having multiple buildings with wheelchair accessible bathrooms, and those are all coming in. We're getting a whole strategy down. So that will allow us to serve, to have 10 people or less in each building. Like, you've got to start, I'm figuring it out. I'm strategizing along the way, because for my company, what I realized is if we're working in the homes with our different individuals and I'm sending all my different staff throughout there, that's just going to cause a lot more cross-contamination, and we're not going to be able to have the same oversight and supervision and consistency in place from what I'm doing. And by the way, that was a big financial investment that I had to put in right now, to start renting and getting all these trailers set up and these additional bathrooms when funds have been even lower. And you need to, I'm not telling you my plan needs to be your plan. I'm telling you, don't give up. Like, don't throw in the towel. Keep strategizing throughout this, whatever you're doing. And if you're an employee, if you're a team member, if you haven't been laid off, if you have, hang in there and other things will keep opening up, I promise you. If you're still with a place, don't start bad-mouthing at people and saying, I can't believe my company. This is a time that you need to be a problem solver. Like, this is a time we need to unite, elevate, come together, and grow through this at every level. So the costs went way up for what I'm doing. I had to make this short-term risk, but I had to keep looking out at the longer term for everyone that we're serving. And this plan of action, I just met with some superintendents of other counties, and they were like, wow, Mark, that's awesome. Like, no other program in the state has even been thinking of doing anything like that yet. They're kind of just, and I'm not judging anyone. I'm just basing it off these facts. A lot of them are just sort of shutting down, thinking that's the only option. And I'm always about options, plural. It should never just be an A or B. And then also, just as importantly and most importantly, never, never, never allow fear to drive your decisions. Never, never. This whole thing, I have something else too. Like, you need to be the thermostat as a leader right now. Like, don't be panicking. Continue to work with your team. Continue to check the facts. Stop watching the 24-hour news. That is the worst thing. I think the real cure to this virus is stop watching the 24-hour news. That's the freaking epidemic. That's the pandemic that needs to be obliterated forever. For real. Enough. I hope this is the end of the 24-hour news after all this. I'm not saying this thing isn't serious. Everyone knows it is. We're all taking care of it. But a lot of the unknowns of this is making everyone default so much to fear. And in working directly with the CDC and constantly going through the facts because of the clientele that I serve, there's always things coming through. Like, we had the whooping cough. We had pneumonia. There was the flu. There was the swine flu. And the numbers of the regular flu this year, as a lot of you have been hearing, these aren't just guesses. Like, look on CDC yourself, 35 million just in the U.S. at least. The flu, this flu season, between 35,000 and 50,000 have died in the U.S. from the flu this flu season. Now, I'm not saying this coronavirus isn't a serious thing, but perspective is such an important and powerful thing that if you're comparing thousands, God bless their soul, I pray for everyone that have passed away from this, compared to 30 to 50,000 in the U.S. that have passed away from the regular flu, those numbers aren't even close. And it's perplexing to me that this is the only magnified thing and no one else seems to worry or talk about or ever do things this dire for the regular flu that's been going on, which, by the way, the regular flu and pneumonia has a higher death rate for children 4 and under. But why is that not targeted or talked about or these measures taken? Like, it just blows me away. This is very eye-opening in a lot of ways. And we're all going to learn a lot from this. Don't send me a bunch of hate mail. I take everything serious. Like, the whole regimen we're putting in place for the coronavirus is strategic. It's like, we're taking the temperatures every day. We're filling out the paperwork. We're going through it. We have each group strategically going into each building, not intermixing. I'm taking it as serious and beyond to another level and keeping everything going as much as possible, while at the same time opening up awareness and empowering people to look at the real facts when they're thinking this is the end of the world. I'm letting them know, no, it's not. It's not. The actual flu has 35 million have the flu this flu season in the U.S. 30 to 50,000 have died from the flu in the U.S. this flu season. Thank God these numbers aren't even close to that as of now. So that's a huger issue. To put it in perspective, this is serious. We're all attacking this silent war that we talk about, but there's a lot of silent wars going on. I just want everything to be put into perspective with all of you, and I empathize with everyone, and we're going to get through this. And I went through the recession with my company right after I opened it. And I know the government promised a lot of wonderful things, and they said the banks through the recession are now going to be helping businesses and give these loans at these low interest rates. But I also went through, even they may have had the best intentions of what they said was going to happen, versus the reality of what truly happened, which no one could get a loan. Every other business owner I knew couldn't get a loan at those low interest rates or at all. It would take like a year of giving them everything, including blood practically, to even get barely anything for your company. But on TV and on the news, they were acting like all these things were available. But until you see something in your actual bank account, and I'm not trying to be negative, I'm being real, because I'm hoping for the best. Don't assume that you have it, or don't count on it. Please, go for it. I'm praying that all these different SBA loans come through. I haven't laid anyone off yet, and I'm so grateful for that, and I'm working so hard to keep that going. And I know they're trying to have these loans that are helping small businesses to push through this, but at the same time, if you get on the Disaster Relief SBA site right now, which I was one of the first to apply right when it got available, it'll if it doesn't kick you off before you could log in and check your status, now it won't even allow you to log in anymore, and it tells you to email them or to call the number, which I've had my administrative assistant helping with, who's been on hold for hours and hours. Because so much, it's like an atom bomb hit the small businesses. Like the coronavirus is hitting the world, and then boom, an atom bomb got dropped on businesses. And we're gonna get through this, like one day, one step at a time. But what I'm telling you is over communicate. Please don't make decisions based on fear. Over-communicate. Don't make decisions based on fear. Don't count money yet that the government's promised you till you literally see the loan or see that in your actual account. And let's just all get through this together. And also continue to strategize. Don't make it just an A or a B type situation. Continue to innovate. That's what we do. The business owners, the entrepreneurs, get your whole team to have this unified mindset. We're problem solvers now. And if someone's not, and they're like, that's not my style, like my man Dave Ramsey goes, change. Change. We're all problem solvers now. No time for the complain, the victim, the fault finders, the conspiracy people. No time for that nonsense. Change. Take action. Problem solve. Onward and upward. I have so many people on my team I know that are smarter than me in so many areas, and I want them to use their beautiful mindsets to solve these problems. And we elevate and unify, and the power of unity builds this momentum that will continue to make you unstoppable throughout this, and your foundation will grow stronger. Please, everyone, don't give up. Don't give up. Keep going one day, one step at a time, but don't give up. Don't give up. We got this. I have it right over there. 2 Timothy 1:7 that my man Tim, thank you Tim, gave me from the Air Force. He had that made for me. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, boom, love, and self-discipline. We got this, everyone. Don't give up. This is Mark Menard. Shoot anything in the comments, any questions. I'll be back on. Let me know anything else I can answer. I'll be very, very happy to, and I'll catch you all soon. God bless.